I saw a warning on an invisible ink marker: should not be used for signing checks or legal documents.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Laughter is great medicine. Manufacturers unwittingly make consumers like me laugh when they put ridiculous things on their products. Like this in a washing machine manual: caution, remove clothes before washing. Very good idea. Reminds me of the two socks that were thrown in the wash. One said to the other, "I'll see you next time around." Well, this was found on an electric rotary tool, product not intended for use as a dental drill. On a package of hand soap? Directions: use like regular soap. On a shirt: remove shirt before ironing. This is from the side of an air conditioner. Caution: avoid dropping air conditioners out of windows. I agree completely. And finally, on an electric cattle prod: for use on animals only. Zzz. I received an email from Shauna, who writes, "Thanks for Laugh Again. You cheer me up each day. I need it. Things are hard in life right now. What's the most important thing I can do today to bring the joy back?" What a great question, Shauna. Thanks. I don't know what difficult things are in your life, but your question reminds me of the inmate at a prison where I spoke recently. He got up and said to the other inmates, "We need to remember that there are people out there who don't have a bed to sleep in or food to eat. We need to be more thankful." I was amazed. Many of the guys nodded their heads and said, "Yeah." Red Foley was an American singer, musician, and radio and TV personality following World War II. He also wrote one of the best poems ever. If you enjoy it half as much as I do, I think that we shall both be happy. Yesterday on a bus, I saw a girl with golden hair. I envied her. She looked so sweet, and I wished I were as fair. Then suddenly she rose to leave. I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one leg and wore a crutch, but as she passed, a smile. God forgive me when I whine. I have two legs. The world is mine. I stopped to buy some candy. The lad who sold it had such charm. I talked with him. He seemed so glad. If I were late, 'twould do no harm. And as I left, he said to me, "I thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk with folks like you. You see," he said, "I'm blind. God forgive me when I whine. I have two eyes. The world is mine." Later on, down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood and watched the others play. He didn't know just what to do. I stopped a moment, then I said, "Why don't you join the others, dear?" He looked ahead without a word, and then I knew he couldn't hear. God forgive me when I whine. I have two ears. The world is mine. With legs to take me where I'd go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I would know, God forgive me when I whine. I'm blessed indeed. The world is mine. I know of no greater secret to bringing joy to life than the simple moment-by-moment decision to be grateful to God for our blessings. Psalm 107 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let them give thanks to God for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds to mankind. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." Today, I'm thankful for so much. I'm thankful for listeners like you. We've been amazed by the support for Laugh Again. And I'm thankful for listeners like Shauna and for things that make me smile, including this warning label on some dog medication: may cause drowsiness. Use care when operating a vehicle.
Recently, a Laugh Again listener wrote in to say, "I listen daily for the laughs, the reminder of God's love and care, and for knowing that someone else goes through the same thing I do in the family of God." What an amazing testimony of how God is using this program to touch lives. We'd love to hear your Laugh Again story too. Leave us a comment on our Facebook page or email info@laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.